Now, this is a, you have to decide between deciding better or deciding more fairly. And I appealed in the bank that the area of residence should not be used. Ready algorithms, let's say if you live in this or that street, the probability of defaulting on your credit is higher. This is based on age and residence. You can say whether someone in the next half year is going to buy an SUV or something. So this is known. This has been known for 20 or 30 years, yes. But only it's now cast in silicon. It's now in the algorithm. So we solidify it, and then we suddenly believe it's not subjective anymore. There was a statement that reached us. So freedom, you cannot prove anything from the end product. You used the example early on about the algorithms that make systematic errors. So changed stop signs. We talked a lot about the bias now, but have we perhaps not thought about the fact that mistakes can also be made? And if people think, well, who's going to change a sign? I'm always thinking back to a really great talk that I have to really advertise and promote. This will be from 2013 or 2014 by David Kriesel at the Chaos Communication Congress about the Xerox copy machine, where he found that an error was made. If you use a certain product range from Xerox, numbers were changed digitally from scans that these machines made. And Xerox for a long time didn't even realize, not only did they not realize, they also denied and said that this is actually impossible, but he was right. This talk really comes highly recommended. David is a great entertainer. And that shows that if something like this happens, pardon my French, but then shit hits the fan, right? Absolutely. That is the first class of errors. The algorithm itself is wrong. That can be. And then we have the wrong choice. Whether you take this statistic or the other, you have a whole chain of probable errors. And this whole chain exists in all of these systems. And then we imagine that we have objective decision making. That is the sad thing about it. The thing that we believe that we are now objective. Philip, it was great to have you. Honestly, I could talk on for hours, and we will, but here at the Privacy Week, we'll have to stop. And we've just heard that we have a slight delay. The next talk is going to be Cory Doctorow. He has arrived, but there is a slight delay. And I'll say thank you for all the work and this really great talk. It was interesting and entertaining. And we hope that we'll hear lots, much more from you. Thank you. And I'm grateful as well. Okay. As we've just said, we'll continue shortly with the very honorable Cory Doctorow. Many of you will know him. He had this series of novels called Little Brother. He was the coordinator for the Electronic Frontier Foundation, some work from them, and he was awarded by them. We are very grateful after many years of trying to have him in the Privacy Week in the year of Corona. So as bitter as it is, it has this one advantage that we have people here that by way of their traveling distance normally would not speak at our event. And of course, we will use that, and we're glad that we will be able to continue soon. And for those that haven't completely seen this, the Workers' Foundation Arbeiterkammer of Vienna has supported us. The company NextLayer supports us with server connectivity so that all of you at the screens can see something. And of course, thanks to all the little and for all those helpers from all directions of chaos. We have interpreters, we have people that for months have spent their whole spare time with preparing the Privacy Week. We have people that took a week off work to be with us and keep everything running. Now, all kinds of people that supported us with their good vibes and made it to what the Privacy Week is. If you like all this, and if you say, this is cool, I'd like to support it, then you can in various ways. You can simply give us money. We're not choosy. We're happy for every cent or every dollar. So inserting coins is quite easy. Just go to our website where you'll find all the info on donating. That works very well. Thank you very much for that, if you do. And also those that have supported us already. And you can simply support us with being in your own interest by buying a t-shirt or a hoodie. Again, info on that is on our website, privacyweek.at. We have merch, we have t-shirts, we have hoodies. Use that, carry the message on. We are very happy for your about your support. And in that, and I will now take a short break and hand over shortly to my dear colleague Jinx. We'll do the final preparations to get everything working for Corey. If the Austrian broadcasters fail to set up a useful line to Salzburg, of course the challenge is even greater for us, and we enjoy that challenge for the more. So we are happy, and we hope that you'll be back soon, and we interpreters hope that you've enjoyed our translation. You've heard Sebelis and Andre, and we'll be back soon as well. We're looking forward to Corey's talk, like everyone does. Bye.